Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Asan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
First Samuel chapter 1. We will read from verse
1.
Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah.
Na papa bi wo ho a ni din di Elkanah.
The son of Jeroham.
Ni papa ni
the son of Elihu, the son of Tolu, okay. The son of Zuf, an Ephratite. Okay. And he had two wives, and the name of the one was Hannah.
Na no wo ile nu mienu ba ku din di Hannah.
And the name of the other Penina.
Na nyotusu nu su de Pehana.
And Penina or Penina had children, but Hannah had no children.
Na na Penina onu wo ma na Hannah de no ni ma.
It's a family issue.
Na eyebusu asam.
Ye ka chichemu nai. Okay, 3. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh.
Na papa we afibiara okoshilo ekoyi aforemerade.
And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priest of the Lord, were there.
Na na osofo ni mamienu no so wo hobi.
And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and daughters portions.
Na edu aforebodi na na ye Peninnah ene ne mani ninara.
But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shattered her womb. That's a family issue.
And
her adversary also provoked her sore to make her fret, because the Lord has shut up her womb.
Na eya no kwa no so na otete do tata niye esan se no nyame atu na wutu omunti.
And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Can you imagine that? In the church, people were making fun of those who had no children.
Na waya sade ya fibiara efa so nyame ato na wotuo munti ne kura no wotete na fibiara awon moko se wo moko ya foria mo nyame na sori num so na omudi ni nyasa.
Therefore she wept and did not eat.
And what was seen when he did.
Then said Elkanah her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou and why eatest thou not, and why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? That's a family issue.
Na okuru no bisai yire se mawura ada na wusu sa wunim se medowiye na na wusu twa dwadwo sa wusu fi wakuma musa ana so miwo hwei wutumi mfame se emma edumu ana.
So you see from this short story, a man called Elkanah having two wives, the first one obviously and the older one imperatively was Hannah.
Na wusha asama ye kinkan mu a ye ka papa pa bi e fe na Elkanah o wa yire nu mie no a ne yire no di kan no ye fe na Hannah.
And the second and the younger one I suppose was Peninnah.
Na Peninnah no na no ya bofra.
The Bible says that Hannah had no children.
Na Bible say Hannah no ni ba.
And then later on the Bible explained that it was the Lord who had closed the womb of Hannah.
Na echiro no Bible ma yesi asese wonyame ankasa na to Hannah awoto anum.
I want to tell you that it is very dishonorable to God if God is the giver of children and you use somebody's childlike, childless state to haunt and to taunt her, it is like spiting God himself. And this is why what Penina was doing was terribly terrible.
Na adia eya na tetesi ebeye wonyame fie se ye bi obi tibia wo wo mu ebe twa nempoa na sadia we na penia oyedi tia hana onyame ani anso anani anyo ho.
I have decided to share this message with you and by extension our listeners out there, because I believe that although it may not be an issue with you, there are many people who listen to us ritualistically. And I believe that God has something to say unto them. And I just want to invite you to indulge me as I minister the word of God to our people out there who are in Western and Central region, people way back that we cannot physically see. But they have issues, and God has brought us here this morning, and by extension through our broadcast, to speak a word of encouragement to them.
Hallelujah.
And to pray with them. After our sermon today, we're going to pray for all those who are listening to us who are childless. We're going to pray that the hand and the blessing of God will reach out to them. Can I have an amen for the
amen.
Lord?
Amen. Na ene asemo nyame dia tuma yakoma ponso no enye yankuto ya semesa se onyame asema ye che nkrofo bebrebe ete na ebia na nkrofo bebrebe so wote bia ye beka ho asem no mu ene da duai ene ti ye bompa ye so nyame nam na semi so e dia rechichire ene ni da so di bema wonu ma womote sa na ye bompa ye se ye ye nchechire ni wi a ye be bompa ya mo bibia na wote ye ni obi bia na wo sa tibia mo bibia na efia de biara ni mimi de biara otie onyame asama efi prevailing word so ye be bompa ya ba safo ni nyina.
Now if you know somebody who is struggling with having a child, please call the person right now and tell him to listening in to the broadcast, because there's a word of blessing from the Lord and there is a prayer that we're going to pray after the service.
And to win him so be what to be a one ni ba what prepare a madia and then a friend so what met here a semi a year by the and some say a beya muaman and a bumpa yaman also.
See, and those of us who don't have such issues, you must know that a baby is something that has come out of an effort. It's something that comes from the Lord. And you may have a baby, you may have a child, but not have that other thing. So this morning, this evening, I'm encouraging you also to learn how to apply the word of God. Hannah did not have a child. Maybe you don't have employment.
Yeah.
Why do you not have employment? You should have employment. So there's a way you can apply the word. So don't switch off. Don't stay at neutral. Engage the gear and get moving. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ebi ona wode wasam ne se so for me dia man ma wa ma brosumpo enu timi hia na mo ma bia na wo e ha bi wo mu enu so hia mo a ma ma wa dwene nko we nkoto so ebi ona wo hia dwuma ebi ona wo sika se mu hia mo bi e de be ma watwa kwa nim enu ti e be chirechire wo so fa tutu sa tibia no na ye nsira mfa ma o.
For a strange reason, I have somewhat cared about people who do not have children.
Na mentia sie mo na so akoba ne se onyame de atuma ko ma ponso ma me wayam sisie bi ma won mo mu ne mafra.
I am praying that one day God will mightily give me grace to minister. Just pray for people who don't have, who have medical conditions beyond normal. I'm just praying. It's just a desire for me, because I believe that the glory of God can be seen through the church for people who have medical conditions that doctors have tried their best but have told them in all sincerity that if God does not come in, there is nothing that medical science can do. I believe that such cases are good cases for God to show himself strong. And I'm praying that God, as you are listening, I'm praying that God will get on your case and open your womb and give you a testimony that when your child comes, as surely as it should, that you will be a good advertiser.
Hallelujah.
Of what the Lord is able to do.
Hallelujah.
Can I have an amen for
Hallelujah.
The Lord?
Amen. And you see, Mr. Radin Sanko, I'm going to go and do it. 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 Mr. Radin Sanko, I'm going to go and do it. 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 onja kwan na mra wo tie ya wo didi tie onyame ma wo so nya ye funu wo ba ni bi na wo so wato ayeye nyum sroko e dia so onyame kase ye nmonyam.
The title of my sermon is why babies tarry. Why is it that it takes longer for some people to have their children whilst others seem to have their children effortlessly?
Na masem ne nitia ne se aden ti na binum ebre ansa na wo mu anyama ana aden ti na moframa ne bidi che ansa na aware mu eba abem na binum de so okwe ni na wo yi ba.
Now, in answering this question, I want you to know I am not a doctor.
Na mi be yi sa se mi anu mi be sa oti ase se me nya doctor.
So I don't have medical reasons.
Enu ti say aka doctor na hospital semu a minim sentra e matche e wo doctor from.
And I'm not trying to be a doctor.
Na nya de ameye hu me husa mi koye doctor ni.
I am a preacher.
Me ka wanyame afa.
And I looked into the Bible and I found about 9 reasons why some people may not have their children as immediate as they may desire.
Na ma ke ka wanyame afa mu na mu na me hu se no ma hu wo enku bi wo ho a enu ti.
I've also tried to study what the whole issue is about, and statistics indicate to us that 30% of childlessness is a problem with a man.
Na makinkanya huwa kwesi se awarebi waho numa ya na emamme mno ya kani nyebo mwa emu hani ya chemwe biasan efi meman meman na ema wanema.
30% of childlessness is from the woman.
Ana and
10% is from both the man and the woman.
Na ye ye ohamu odua and then be man ni oba ni nti ena ma awoma.
25% of childlessness cannot be explained.
Na ntemu ha eduonu enum no eno de wo bi age ne ho awanti ase.
So if you're a mother-in-law, 25% of childlessness cannot be explained.
And it is a way I see a person what you are saying. I want to be a channel. A bit of what? What to me and Tiafia and Yanu, you want her and you know.
Please don't be a penana in the life of your daughter in law.
May I be her penana? What that's it to what I want to worry.
You were blessed to have children. Thank God for that.
That when I'm your sister, what you walk away at the room,
she is also blessed to be in the condition she is in. Thank God for that.
Now, when I'm your son said to be our woman or that woman's auntie, then I'm your semano.
Penina, at the end of the day, we don't even know the names of her children.
Na Penina, but
we know the name of Hannah, and we know what Samuel did.
Nah.
So you see, sometimes the baby is delayed because God wants to do something extraordinary with her children.
Na hana de ye ni di ye ni na sama su ye wo o nyame fie enche bi wo ha awoni achese ban ye wo nyame ni kase ye no ye betumi anya ho asama chro.
5% of childlessness, we can put it in a different category, we call it others, other causes.
Na ye yi oha mu temu enum de a eno de wo de kika bom ba bi obetiti titi kakra bom no atunu bafu din others.
Important people have problems bringing forth.
Na kwafo omuye titiru so ewo haupo so mubenya awo.
Abraham could not bring forth easily.
Abraham or Brian sawonya
ba. Isaac could not bring forth easily.
Isaac so sa.
Jacob could not bring forth easily.
Bra Jacob sunya fa how ni.
It seemed to run through the family.
Na na kwaya se busuye ne wom.
They did not have it easily, but they had them.
Na nya de omunya na hogunu so mubenya ba na so omunya mani bi.
Ordinary people also have problems with such issues. In fact, Samson's mother, we don't even know the name of the mother. She was not so important to be mentioned. We don't know her name. She was an ordinary woman. But the Bible tells us that she brought forth to an extraordinary child.
Hallelujah.
Maybe you are listening, you are ordinary, and your childbirth is delayed. I prophesy to you, and I desire that God will grant you an extraordinary child.
Na obi so ndo ni na mu obi so nya haw ni bi Eya Samson ma mi anti ni dinda. Na so nya me ma ne ba di oyɛ sonko. Ano ti mi sonko mgo wo so ba wo tie mi sɛ. Onya me ma nko ba ne sɛ wo so ba wo ba wo no no. Ewo mu sa kye de na mo ma ba wo ba ba no onya e ba sonko.
There were pastors in the Bible who could not have children easily.
Aso so wo nya me asɛm a no mu so ma nya ho gunu wo ba wo mu.
Zachariah and Elizabeth could not have children easily.
Na so for Zachariah ne ye Elizabeth enya ho gunu mu no mo de wo ye.
But when they did, it was not an ordinary child. His name is John the Baptist.
John the Baptist.
Nobody like him. As his father, he was also called into the ministry. His ministry was not in the city. His ministry was in the bush. And people drove from the cities to the bush to listen to a man who was dressed like an animal. He was dressed with animal skin, that's what I mean. And he preached the word of God to them, he baptized them, he made waves in Israel. The father and the mother did not live long enough to see what had become of their child. And that may be the state of affairs with you. Your age indicates that even when you have a child, you may not see how your child will end. But as you stay in the Lord, and as you press on into glory, I believe that you will sit among the cloud of witnesses, and you see your children rising up, taking territories for God, doing great things for God, and you can only shout to them and think to them that, come on, move on with it.
Yes,
great things that will happen.
Zachariah ni Elizabeth bi omo ntumi antena ntɛ ehu ade Johannes boni no ye di merade e won so no na sem no ka no wura mu de na so nipa fi kuro mu ekɔ wura mu ekɔ kɔ de ntɛ tɛ no mo bɔ mu su na sara so e bia na wo de na tɛ ene ntumi a wo ba nyi ma wo ba wo ba fa ba fa ni ba nyi ba sɛ sɛ wo ba bra e be ye nwanwade a wo nyame de asɛ ne sa bia no nyame afra wo na wo ni agidi fo no wo soro na wo wo ho ma wo sɛ dia wo ba mu nyame de ni ye adwuma no ya na ube ka wo so wa ni so onyame isa ani ayeye na nka wo din.
The first reason why children tarry and do not come when we want them and when we are expecting is na, because children are indeed a gift from God.
Ade ade kan ti a awo etumi tokwa kire na mra ya we hwa ba ni yanya ne se amofo biara onyame de be ma yem biara.
If this were not so, everybody will have their children when they want the children. The challenge of having babies seems to be a problem with a few. And because most people can have their children, at least, if not at the time they want it, around the time they want it, we think that it is a natural thing. It is not natural. It's so mysterious. Even doctors will tell you that the process is a very complex issue.
Na eya na mpem bebere no won ma mopa wa yewia wo pa wo utuminya nipa bebere utumi wonti yade yen se awo yade eda ho ani atubia wo kwa ware de awose wo wonnyem na wo na ma yewia sise awo we eyaduma chede na a doctor so pa mu hu nti ase omo ntubi ntirase kwa onyame fa so etumi bo onipa e wo nipa mu.
Please stand with me to Psalm 127 and verse 2.
Enyum oha
Psalm 127 and verse
2.
It says that it is vain for you to rise up early. To sit up late. To eat the bread of sorrows. For so he gives his beloved sleep. Verse 3. Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. So the psalmist was going to talk about how children come about. You know, when you have something important to say, you start from somewhere. You don't go boom like that.
So
the psalmist started by teaching us how to get children from the Lord. He said, it is vain for you to rise up early. Don't let the fact that you don't have a child make you have sleepless nights. You rise up very early. And you sleep late. So how much of sleep are you getting? The psalmist says it is vain. Doctors say that if you don't get relaxed, your menstrual cycle will be so erratic that you may not be able to have a child.
You
see, God is the best doctor.
Now,
he was telling you, if you want a child for me, relax. He said, don't eat the bread of sorrows. Because if you do that, you may not biologically easily have the conditions of conception. Thank God. The Bible, you see, can you see that the Bible is a very relevant material for us? The point is, children are really a gift from God. Sleeping late. Rising up early. Eating the bread of sorrows. Always pitying yourself. And asking yourself, why me? Why me? Look at all the people I'm married with. They have all had their children. Why am I in the condition I'm in? Because of that, you don't attend weddings anymore. You don't attend naming ceremonies anymore. When you hear that so and so has also brought forth, you eat the bread of sorrow, the bread of affliction, and it affects your sleep, it affects your mood, and your husband comes to you and says to you that I have not put any pressure on you. You can see that your husband understands the situation. He's a good man. He's not like other men. He's giving you a double portion because he understands what you are going through. That you are allowing the bread of sorrow to eat you up. Yes. Why? Elkanah asked that question. And if you're a sister and your husband is asking you the same question, don't say to him, you don't understand.
Mm.
He may not understand, but that is still not the way to go. Rising up early, sleeping late, eating the bread of affliction adds up nothing to you. It takes away your beauty. It takes away your vitality. It offends the stability of the marriage. Don't let that happen to you. The fact that you don't have a child doesn't mean you are less of a woman or less of a man. Leave it in the hand of God. Let human beings say what they want to say. One of these days, God is going to put a big smile on your face. Hallelujah. Nobody will be able to wipe out.
Hallelujah. Nebi eba na wo abedipo tu awu nkobi. Na den nyina wote se wonyon kudu awu a na fe wo twi eya obi e de ama unu Bible ma yati ase se se won nantam won sori ntam na wo di eya obebrebe a enya de ebetumi ama nyoma pa bi asisi na bia no nyame aya wadu ama wo kunu awate wase eni to baka cho se eno ma ma wo ne ha obebre e san san mi nu mi enu an ekọ na so wo bebe wa no ka tre be ma ne se wo de wo nnim ne ekọ so na ne obema no be bi sa won se adan. So what is that to tea in this heart to the other Nantia? Well, who are fair Nia, Emma, a woman who my real woods are we are about for natural court. Na Emma, a double one, random so a question as a den, you know, when me at the star, I did not win in so. So when you bar, and not just a win your bar, not just a win your bema. Tell when you're near Nim Nanim Remuno, or best send when you know.
Genesis 30, verse 1 and 2. And when Rahel saw that, she, that's Leah, bare Jacob. When Rahel saw that she bare no children, Rahel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, what was she said unto Jacob? Said unto Jacob, give me children or I die.
Now, Emra Rahel who said, Ninu Leah, Elwo and Mama Jacob, ọtịtị wọ nimu na ọsị asịsị ọ dị ya wọ nimu na ọ kacha Jacob sị ma mma enye saa mewu.
And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rahel.
Na Jacob nibu fu Rahel ye.
And said, am I in God's stead? Who has withheld thee from the the fruit of the womb?
Na Jacob bisaa ne yere Rahel sị mimi onyame na metunye akogina onyame na onyame na nkasa wose wo ma wo ba no me da na metunye yesa anyame no.
I said all this to say children are a gift that comes from God.
Me kan we nyina di ko bo mu se e mo fra ya chede a efi onyame ho.
And understand those who may have to wait a little bit longer for their children.
Na yanti wo no ma wose mo twen kakra nsa na o mo ma ba na se.
And let them know that there is no shame in it.
And let
them know that we love them and we are standing by
them. Are you
here with me?
The
second reason why children delay and do not come when we expect.
Is because
that situation has a way of drawing us closer to God. You see, when you say something like this, in a sense, it is offensive.
Now, so what can be this? That
which I don't have is what God is using to draw me closer to Himself.
We have
seen it over and over and over again that when human beings don't have what they seriously want, they draw closer to the one who can give them. That's God.
Na yehuni se se nipa ye bibi pa nu onya etumi twi ne kwa ne a obetumi di ama ne nche nu nu onyame.
But there are others who don't draw closer to God, they draw closer to the devil.
Na anya nipa nyina na tebia eti se mo mutwo mo ben onyame ebinum atwo mo ben obunsam.
They go to a spiritually somewhere.
Omo be ko sunsun ni bi ho.
Because one of the reasons why, you see, I will come to this later on, but one of the reasons why some people don't have their children is because Satan is afflicting their body.
Na sentire binum entumi enya eba wo sabin no obunsam ni mu bi.
So when you go to a spiritualist,
it is a wo ko obi okosunsun wiase mu a,
and the spiritualist is not of God,
na ni a wo shen won fi onyame a,
he gives you a child
obema oba,
or he allows the child you must have.
Na obema kwa meba na wo sa wunya no wo
wa no, God brought yourself under the person's influence. That child may never be normal. If I say he may never be normal, what I mean is that something supernaturally wrong will be attached to the character of the person.
Are
you listening to me? So if you are a Christian,
and it is, so you're Christian.
What God cannot give you, no man can give you. But God takes delight. He says that He is our sun and shield. No good thing will He withhold from them who walk uprightly.
One
day Saul's father sent him.
Now that could be Saul and Papa Sumano
to go and look for the lost asses.
Sir, Uncle Nunko Shishem Ponkwa o Mayrano.
While he was looking for the lost asses,
and now go so we went Ponkwa Irano,
he found himself with the prophet Samuel.
Now who saw the new Abbe or your deep fire friend Samuel?
May the child that you don't have lead you to God.
When
he got to Samuel, Samuel said, I've been looking for you.
Now who Samuel said,
he said, God has called you to be the king over
Israel.
A man who was looking for lost asses has now been made the king of Israel.
So
they poured anointing oil on him.
And
they anointed him as king.
Then
the prophet said to him,
when
you go from this place,
he
said that you shall move forward. You see, so the anointing, the coming closer to God, brought him to a position where he was moving forward in his life. He had become a king.
And you see, Emra, when you may add in the Musa no good no sooner, or Primoquenim, Massisia Nadia, or Qua Enimara.
And then the prophet said to him, when you go from this place,
now, Consenica chances,
you shall meet some people who will give you bread.
When they
give you the bread, receive it. He said, you shall meet a company of prophets who are going to the temple of the Lord. He said, and they shall prophesy. And you shall prophesy with them. I don't know whether you understand what I'm trying to do. The point I'm trying to make with all this story is that he was looking for the lost asses. He was looking for the baby he did not have. But because it drew him closer to God, he ended up having seven other blessings.
Yeah.
And the prophet said to him, the answers have been found.
Yeah.
So you will have your child, but you go through childlessness, which brings you closer to God. And at the end of the day, God gives you the child plus many other things.
Yes.
So God is setting you up for a blessing.
Amen.
There are some who don't have any strength in God anymore. But we are going to lift up our voices in prayer for them. Heaven will bless us for standing in the gap for such women and men. Lift up your voice with me right now. If you are listening, pray with us as we pray for you. Let's begin to pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Halavashanda, salavashanda. Thank you, Father, for the power of your spirit. Thank you, Lord, for yokes that are being broken. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance that is coming upon your children. Thank you, O Lord, for grace to conceive that is falling upon your people. Thank you, Lord, for showing them the way to go. Thank you for showing them the way to go. Thank you for delivering them from hate and envy and jealousy and all bitterness. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that as they commit themselves unto you right now, this period, as they are praying, thank you, Lord, for sending your angels forth right now. Thank you for healing those who need healing. Thank you for offering miracles to those who are believing. And Father, we stand in faith as a church with every man, every woman, even those who are standing on behalf of their friends and loved ones. We stand in prayer with them today, Lord. And we ask for a child for the sister. We ask for a child for that brother. We ask for children for them, Lord. We ask for your encouragement in the midst of their challenges. And we ask for that unusual child that you have ordained for them, Lord. Receive your child. Receive your blessing. Receive the touch of the Lord. May your life never be the same. May the power of God reach you wherever you are. May the angels of God get on your case. May the supernatural power of God influence the circumstance of your life. And Father, because of our faith in you, we thank you for hearing. Thank you for the many children that have come out supernaturally because of your word and because of prayer. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for hearing us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Now I want to talk about Family Matters. It's a book I wrote for the entire family. In chapter 1, I talk about what is happening in your marriage. In this chapter, I discuss with readers 7 or 8 stages that marriages are bound to go through. The first stage that a marriage goes through is a stage of delight. This is a stage where everything is blissful and everything is working perfectly. Then you move to discovery, where you begin to find things about your partner that you like and things about your partner that you do not like and did not suspect was there. This can lead to the third stage, that is disappointment. And if you do not handle your disappointments well, then you will slip into depression. Depression can lead you into dissociation. Dissociation can lead to the dissolution of your marriage. But if you are able to get over all these hurdles, then your marriage will develop and become the marriage that God has planned for it to be. So this book will help you as we look at chapter 2 on the subject of why people marry and it takes a while for them to have their children. Why babies? baby stirring. Now, I do not share this chapter on the basis of medical knowledge because I'm not a doctor, but I just had the opportunity of looking through the scriptures and I found several reasons why some people have their children late. In this chapter, I talk about various types of children. I think there are about 7 or 8 types of children. You need to know them and you need to know how to relate with each of them. Then chapter 4, I focus on the youth, 5 insights for the youth. Chapter 5, I talk about 5 things or 5 mistakes that men make in their marriage. And one of the mistakes men make in their marriage is that they focus on the big things to the detriment of the small things. Solomon, a wise man who had 1,000 women at his disposal, said, "Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes." So when you get a copy of this book, you will be able to go through the various 5 common mistakes that men make and then avoid them for a stable marriage. I conclude this book by looking at 5 mistakes women make. One of the key mistakes women make in their marriage is dishonoring the man in their life. Nagging, pushing, dominating. Number 3, allowing insecurity to color their lives so that everything a man does is perceived in a manner that is not harmonious. Take a look at some of these mistakes and your marriage will be enhanced greatly.
For copies of these and other messages or books, please call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church premises on Dempeted Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.